I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
But not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the official second episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast, Mia Made It Series, GM Episode Series, whatever you want to call it. This is episode 2, and we will be covering the booking decisions of DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. Excuse me. It was a long SummerSlam weekend, and we are recording OD right now, and we are getting pre-recorded scheduled podcasts in. Guys, we are going to run this GM mode series for 25 straight weeks, you know, so this is what we're going to do. That being said, you can follow me on Spotify at DIG, you can follow me on Instagram at DesignIGifted, and you can follow the podcast at 3ND, IIIND, Signs in Sports Podcast. That is SAENZ in Sports Podcast. Also, album dropping December 31st, 2026. That is Pretty Girls Like Superstars. Pretty Girls Like Superstars dropping on Spotify by DIG. That is, of course, me. Like I said, the D to the 3ND. So, 3DFFL, you guys make sure to ask about it, join in, get yourselves in there, because the 3DFFL is 5 spots away from coming to an absolute conclusion, and those spots fill extremely fast, if not already, by the time that this is coming out next week. So, yeah, let's get into week number 2, and let's get into the booking decisions. Guys, I want you guys to know that we're not going to 100% going to follow the traditional rules of the GM mode and like how we should be doing it, etc. We're going to book and we're going to fantasy book and we're going to make it happen. So, you know, the heel turns, etc. Like, obviously, we don't need to worry too much about that. We're not playing the game on here. We're using the game as infrastructure to show us, you know, the format of how we're structuring our roster and putting this together. We're not playing the game. We're just using it as the infrastructure, like I said. So let's get to booking the show. We do have a couple rivalries that are beginning to start. We have Logan Paul and Dom Mysterio. We have Grayson Waller and Austin Theory versus Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. And then, of course, we have Chelsea Green costing Jade Cargill the title and starting off a rivalry there as well. So we got some things that we need to do, we need to make happen, and we need to obviously follow through. On our roster, we can't use Tiffany Stratton, we can't use Drew McIntyre, we can't use Logan Paul, we can't use Carmelo Hayes, we can't use Roxanne Perez. So we're going to have to use all of these, the people we have left. We have 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, until, I believe we have 3 weeks until, what is the next pay-per-view? I believe it's, I can't tell. We'll find out here in a second, but let's book this show. So we have Dominic Mysterio. We can't use Logan Paul this week. Can we use Logan in a promo? No, we can't at all. Oh, they can't be on the show, period. So let's get some heel turns, etc. happening, since this is going to be what we're going to be doing. And make Randy a... Damn, bro, where's everybody at? Okay, here we go. Let's make Chelsea a babyface. Oh, no, we can't do that because Chelsea interfered in the match. So we're going to have to make Jade's a baby face. Let's make Kiana a baby face. And then we'll have Dom as Dom or Logan. Oh, we can't do Logan, so Dom's going to be a baby face. Oh, we can't have Dom be the baby face because he is currently involved with Liv and Raquel and Roxanne, who are all heels right now. So I believe Melo needs to... Oh, we can't use Melo either. Damn. Can't use Grayson either. Okay, Grayson... Yeah, we just need to do Melo next week, so... Okay, no problem. We got Gunther. Can't be a babyface. He's gonna fight Oba. Let's make Oba a babyface. Okay, so opener. Match opener. Let's see who we have on the roster that we can use. We got Tatum Paxley. We got Grayson Waller, Trick Williams, Chelsea Green, Austin Theory, Raquel, Randy, Gunther, Jade, Cody, Dom, and Liv. So we got Grayson wants to fight Trick, so we can get that out of the way right now. We can do it in a backstage brawl. Ooh, 60K? Okay, well, let's actually do a... Let's do a false count anywhere match. And then we'll have, obviously, Theory run in on to help during the match. So we're going to have Grayson Waller against Trick Williams. We're going to have Theory run in right now that Melo is not there. And he is going to help Grayson Waller take out Trick Williams. And then we have a role change for Kiana. She's going to go babyface. Oba Femi is also going babyface. So mid-card, let's see who we have on the roster to use. We got... Okay, we're going to do Chelsea and Jade. And then we can have... Ooh, we can't use Tiffy. But what we can do... is have Liv run in on Jade and they start a feud next week. Keeping Jade out of the women's championship picture. Getting her into a feud with... And then Chelsea... Okay, so yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to run Jade Cargill and Chelsea Green finally get their square up, their receipt. Liv Morgan is going to run in on Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill officially taking Jade out of the United States championship picture, and obviously getting her to focus a second eye on Liv Morgan and the Judgment Day. Liv Morgan will make the statement running in, and then Raquel and Roxy will obviously be a part of it too, and then we will pair up Jade Cargill with somebody, give her a partner, maybe get them into the tag team division, maybe Jade goes over on Liv, who knows, you know, but this is where it started, and it's starting with Chelsea Green, and shout out to Liv for being a heel, and Chelsea Green's a heel too, and they're both working together to do heel things, you know. So main event, who do we have to use? We have Cody. Let's do Cody and Gunther. Let's make it a title match, and let's have Randy Orton run in on... Actually, let's do Randy and Cody. No, let's do a number one contenders match. Actually, let's do Gunther and Randy Orton in a... in an Iron Man match? Any interference? Who did Dom just fight? Dom just fought Logan Paul. So he has no business being in this. So there is no run-in. So it's just going to be a straight-up Iron Man match to see who the best in the world currently behind Cody Rhodes is, Gunther or Randy Orton. And this is a battle of generations. This is a battle of the greatest of all time and, you know, probably what will be one day the greatest of all time. So Iron Man match, that's going to be an interesting one. What is the commissioner goal? I don't really care, to be honest, because all right, so okay, guys. We don't really want to get any title picture, any title matches going here because a lot of our champions are not here. That being said, let's go to our power cards and see how we could wreck the other team because this is insane. We got a health spa. Send the chosen superstar to a top spa to recover 6 more stamina. This is a store. We have add 10 weeks to a contract's duration and we'll have their popularity increase by 6. Okay, so got Cody's popularity, Oba's, Logan, Austin, Randy, and Kiana James. That is a nice one, I'm not gonna lie. So we have 2 more of those that we could use over this time. And we are going to go ahead and confirm this booking and see what happens. We got Grayson Waller versus Trick Williams in the first match. Falls count anywhere. Grayson Waller taking the W with the run-in from Austin Theory. We have that was actually a good match, a 3-star match. Shout out to Grayson Waller and Trick Williams. Kiana James promo rating, okay. And obviously she turns babyface now with the 6+ popularity is also a good thing. Mid-card, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, 1-on-1, normal match, run-in from Liv Morgan. Chelsea Green takes the victory, mediocre match, new rivalry between Liv and Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill also obviously still has the rivalry going with Chelsea Green as well. Maybe that culminates in a triple threat match, you know, maybe they don't stop and maybe there's a tag team match somewhere in there. I don't know, you know, we'll figure it out, but we're gonna see, you know. Oba Femi promo rating weak, but he did make the change from heel to babyface. Main event, we have the Iron Man match between Gunther and Randy Orton, 1-on-1 for the number one contender for Cody Rhodes title. And let's see how that goes. Randy Orton taking the victory in a good match with Gunther for the number one contender spot. We got the opener for Monday Night Raw. We have a triple threat Intercontinental Championship match between Eddie Thorpe, Brooks Jensen, Andre Chase. The winner is Eddie Thorpe retaining the IC Championship. We got Lexus King calling out Brooks Jensen. I'm sorry, not Brooks Jensen. Josh Briggs. The mid card, we have Rhea Ripley taking on B-Fab. B-Fab taking the victory over the women's world champion, Rhea Ripley. Not for the championship, but I would imagine that puts her in line for a championship shot. Good promo from Duke Hudson, and the main event is Toxic, Fatal Influence, JC Jane, and Fallon Henley, the tag team champs, taking on Maxine Dupri and Ivy Nile for the women's tag team championships. That's actually a banger of a match, I'm not gonna lie. That one and the opener were actually pretty good. I will give that to them. And we still beat them. We still beat them. 3 stars in match number 1 for the Falls Count Anywhere. 2 stars for the mid card. They got 2.5. They got 2.0 in the first one. And then 3 stars and 2.0 in the main event. I got 3. They got 2. So not bad. Not bad. We got Trick. We got Trick and Theory. We got Liv Morgan, Jade, and Chelsea Green. And then no active rivalry came from Randy and Gunther. Not bad. Probably gonna go another week and see how this continues to play out. But we are here in Jeddah, Saudi. See, that's the thing, is I wish I would have, maybe next the next time, I don't know, I think this might only be 25 episodes, but that's the thing I wish I would have known was, if I would have known they were in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, I would have got somebody from Saudi Arabia, and I would have had Cody fighting them over there. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, and that's where I was supposed to go. So, your first go home show is coming up soon. Go home show weeks are the perfect opportunity to have big rivalries conclude and use some of your own power cards. Okay, I already have a match card in mind, but I appreciate it, brother. The commissioner has granted injury rehab. Appreciate you. Okay, Grayson's stamina is below 40. He's vulnerable to becoming injured. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the rematch. Yes, sir. Told you I'd get the win. Yes, sir. Gunther, look, Nick, I'm tired of the same old moves. I'm going to change my fighting style. You can't tell me how to do my job. It's time to show these fans just how ripped I am from now on. Yeah, well, I can also tell you that you're fired and I'm getting a return on your contract. Yeah, no, never. I would never do that, Gunther. That wasn't part of my plans, but whatever. Go for it. Try it. I've made up my mind, so deal with it. Okay, already. I feel that. All right, guys, let's book one more week and we'll officially do about 2 weeks an episode and make it about 30, 35 minutes. And, you know, it'll progress. It'll get better every time we do it. It'll be more and more fun. Like I said, eventually I'll do a video version where we're actually playing the game and you guys are going along with me, you know. That being said, is this the Goa Home show? I think it is. Yes, it is. It is. Okay, so we got rivalries. We got morale shifts. Raquel is not happy. Oh, they have not. Okay. Oba is happy and Dom is not happy. So we need to... Let's get Raquel and Roxy some work. Right, guys? Let's get them some work and let's do it. Let's do a backstage brawl. Let's make this one pop out of nowhere. Like, who's upset? And guess who it is? Jade Cargill and Kiana James. And that is an absolute... I mean, we're doing with what we have, to be honest, right now. But that's not a bad title picture. You know, the bad girls versus the baddies. You know what I mean? I mean, let's make that for the tag titles. Let's do an interference and have Liv run in because that's what we do, right? And Jade is still under attack from Liv Morgan and the Judgment Day. She still wants all that smoke, so she's going to get it. Mid-card picture, let's see who we have to work with. We have Randy, Gunther, Drew. Let's go Drew versus Randy, right? And keep Randy kind of going through that gauntlet. And if he wins here, he goes on to face Cody. No. Let's have him face Cody. Interference. Gunther's going to come attack Cody because he wants in on the triple threat match. Who's my most popular available? I think Gunther might be my... No, I think it might be Cody. Yeah, it's Cody. Okay, well... Who's my most popular superstar? It is death. Is it live? No, it's not live. I think it's Cody. I think it might be Cody. So if I and then okay. See, this is why we don't listen to the commissioner goals, guys, because they don't really make any sense. I hate them. But okay, so let's see who's here at the end. We got, let's run back. We got Tiffy, who is waiting for an opponent. So we'll run Tiffy versus Chelsea. No, why are we doing Tiffy versus Chelsea? My bad. Do Tatum versus Tiffy with Chelsea running in on Tatum. No, we don't need a run in for this match, but let's make it a title match. And let's make it a special guest referee with Chelsea Green costing allied to Tiffany Stratton. So the main event's a special guest referee. Opener is a tag team match. I think we should switch these. So what we're going to do is make the special guest referee the... Oh no, we need to actually develop this one. So this will be number two. This one will be number one. The men will open it up. Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton. Randy trying to keep the momentum going to get a title shot against Cody. Drew McIntyre running in on Gunther running in on Randy to give Drew the win, cost Randy the match, unknowingly puts him in a three triple threat match, adding all of them to the Cody match, and it'll be a fatal four-way match. So I'm thinking that's what we're going to do in the PLE at the pay-per-view. So now let's have somebody call out and let's have Trick call out Theory, or actually I think it Trick and Theory have the, yeah, Trick and Theory have the, and then we'll have over here we'll have Cody do some more. Okay, so that's a pretty good card. I like that. Let's see what our power cards look like before we continue. We don't have injury. Okay. Okay, superstars, GM, raise the selected super. Okay. Yeah, nah, we're good. We can go ahead and confirm this. The final match card, guys, is the opener is Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton is trying to continue the momentum winning to get a championship shot at Cody Rhodes. Drew McIntyre also wants a shot. Last person Randy has to go through. Gunther comes in, runs in, targets Randy Orton. Gives Drew McIntyre the disqualification victory. Also costs Randy the match, eventually leading all three of these guys plus Randy or plus Cody Rhodes to clashing or colliding in a WWE ring. Trick Williams calling out Austin Theory, continuing that rivalry. Mid card, Tatum Paxley getting a chance at the United States Championship after a run-in with Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton making it happen with the obvious, you know, salute and pledge your allegiance to Chelsea Green. Made it happen where she's a special guest referee allied to Tiffany Stratton. Cody Rhodes doing an advertising spot again because, of course, Mr. Company himself. And then the main event of the evening is Raquel Rodriguez, Roxanne Perez, putting their Women's Tag Team Championships on the line against Jade Cargill and Kiana James, a brand new team with a run-in by, of course, Miss Liv Morgan targeting and continuing the rivalry with Jade Cargill. So let's see how this goes. Let's see what happens, and let's see where it goes. But all right, so we got the opener, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, with a run in from Gunther. Randy Orton still finds a way to take the victory. Gunther and Randy Orton start in a rivalry. That actually changes things quite a bit now, doesn't it? Drew McIntyre was supposed to get into the match. Now we have Randy Orton overcoming Gunther, continuing to pester him. So here comes a triple threat. Sorry, Drew. Here comes a triple threat. Randy Orton, Gunther, and Cody Rhodes. Calling out Trick Williams. Trick Williams calling out Theory. Mid-card championship match. Tatum Paxley, Tiffany Stratton for the United States Women's Championship with a special guest referee. Yours truly, Chelsea Green. Let's see how this one goes. Obviously, Tiffany Stratton taking the victory. Mediocre match. New rivalry between Tatum Paxley and Tiffany Stratton, though. That's the cool thing about GM, is it doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go when you are planning it. Sometimes it, you know, little things that you have to do here and there will influence the way it goes itself. Raquel Rodriguez, Roxanne Perez putting up their titles against Jade and Kiana. Let's see how this one goes with a run-in from Liv Morgan. Let's see if that helps. Okay, Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez with a 3.5 star match against Jade Cargill and Kiana James, and retaining their tag team championships, continuing the reign. Shout out to Liv Morgan. She may or may not have helped. Extreme Rules, Maxine Dupri and Fallon Henley for Monday Night Raw, kicking off the night. Intercontinental Champion versus Tag Team Champion, Fallon Henley taking the victory. Tag Team Call Out, Ivar calling out Tozawa and Otis. Mid-card, Tozawa, Julius, and Andre Chase. You see what I mean? These are trash cards right here. You see what I'm saying, guys? So if you guys are sitting there like, oh, these are super trash cards that he's putting together, look at the comparison. This is the AI version. You know what I mean? Is anybody over here super excited about Eddie Thorpe's three-week run right now, or Eric and Ivar and Otis and Tozawa? But I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just trolling. It's super late right now. I think it's like it's 5 in the morning. You know what I mean? Main event, Brutus Creed versus Eddie Thorpe for the Intercontinental Championship. Let's see who wins it. Let's see what happens. Brutus Creed taking the IC Championship off of Eddie Thorpe. That is actually surprising, and a 3.5 star out of 5, and the rivalry growing from level 1 to level 2. And we beat them in the opener 2.5 stars to 2, 2 stars to 1.5, and 3.5 to 3.5 stars in the main event. We have a rivalry outcome from Gunther and Orton, Trick and Theory, obviously, Paxley and Stratton, and Liv Morgan and Jade Cargill continues to grow. We have not, right now they have two rivalries that are level 2, so they got rivalries cooking, but their match cards are booty. So that being said, the next thing, oh, and we took the lead with 1,089,503 fans to 1,080,344 fans. And we are up on the budget, $160,321 to $152,097 for William Regal. The way you win this game is 15 Hall of Famers. You create 15 Hall of Famers. So, you know, I don't know if it's 25 weeks or if it's just however long it goes, but we'll figure it out once we get to 25 weeks. But thank you, guys. We appreciate you tuning in for the official first week recap of the GM series for Mia Made It. This is DIG, the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. The more podcast episodes like this that we record, the better we'll get at it, the more full it will get, with fun, with exciting things to do, engage in things to do, interactive things to do. But this is episode number 2. You know, we're just getting into it. Wait for it, guys. We usually end up coming up with something extremely fun for you guys. I can't wait to get into it. I can't wait to see what it is and to see where this goes. But that being said, the 3DFFL is now open. You guys, there's 5 spots left in the $100 league, where we cover the league for 20 straight weeks on the podcast as well. So if you guys want to play fantasy football, you know, with a league of people from all around the country and even Canada, you know, you guys make sure to get in on that. Also, Pretty Girls Like Superstars dropping December 31st, 2026. That is also another thing for you guys to look forward to. And yeah, obviously Mia Made It, Money in the Bank coming soon. A lot of things coming soon, guys. So just follow me on Instagram at @designedigifted. Follow the podcast at 3&D. That is IIIND. Signs, SAENZ as in zebra, in sports podcast on Spotify. And it is also, you can follow me on, that's on Spotify at DIG. So thank you guys for tuning in. This has been GM Series episode number 2. And we look forward to doing this again with you guys, getting better, and it not being 5 in the morning when I'm recording, to where it's a little bit, you know, different. But yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE. #that true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.